Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You asked me to name a Packers reporter that's been killing it for years and a great author. I come up with Rob Reichel. He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Robbie, how is the quarantine for you?
Well, first of all, thanks for the nice words. You must be getting my checks every week, Bart.
They get smaller each week, which I don't like, but I'm getting them.
The quarantine, where we are all surviving. No divorces yet. So I guess that's a positive, and I hope you're well. I hope you're also well, my friend. So,
because you got two daughters, right?
I do, and this virtual learning is is tricky. They're great students, and they plow through, and they do their work all day. But to have everybody home has certainly been tricky. And you mentioned the draft scenarios, and that's going to be wild, isn't it? When you see Matt LaFleur's kids run through the background, and when he's on TV, or Brian Gutekunst is supposed to make a pick, and here's one of his little kids running around, it's going to be fascinating for everybody, isn't it, Mark? How this new world we're operating in for the next few months is going to play itself out with this draft. There's going to be a lot of general managers out there that, you know, will try to probably use this a year or two from now as an excuse, and there's others that are going to take full advantage and think they can get a leg up on their opposition and find a way to maybe beat the guy next to them, because now the playing field's a little bit different than what we've seen here the last, you know, 15, 20 years or whatever. So it's going to be a wild night in, what, 16 days, Mark?
It is different. The playing field's certainly different, but at least it's the same for everybody. So you're right. Some GMs are going to say, well, geez, I couldn't scout properly. And some are going to say, hey, I mean, I'm not a bad scout, so I can figure this out no matter what scenario you give me. Where the Packers lie is at number 30 at this point. I still feel like they may move up in some way, shape, or form. We've talked with you before, Rob, about the receiving class. What I was doing this weekend was, I think what a lot of people were doing, was watching some old Packer games. You saw the game on maybe on NBC Sports Network. They replayed Packers-Saints first game of 2011. The Super Bowl was on Fox 45 on Sunday. And the thing that impressed me the most was the quick release from Rodgers and who he was throwing to. It was Jordy Nelson. It was Donald Driver. It was Greg Jennings. It was James Jones as your fourth guy. And then, oh, by the way, you've got Jermichael Finley. So now after watching this weekend, I've kind of adjusted. I'm thinking, all right, I want a receiver, and I want one of the top guys. So get a receiver with your first pick. But then go and get a receiver with your second pick. I want to see them double up right now on wide receivers. Is that feasible for them? Is that something you think they would do? Is that smart?
Yeah, and you mentioned that 2011 Saints game. And yeah, oh, by the way, Randall Cobb had two touchdowns in that game. And
yeah, Randall Cobb.
That year, right, Mark? So, yeah, no, it's amazing the wealth of talent they had, you know, 7, 8 years ago at the wide receiver position. Mark, I think it's absolutely feasible to answer your question. Gutekunst was asked that at the scouting combine, which is the last time we saw him for obvious reasons. And the comparison was used to Ron Wolf in 1999, going corner, corner, corner at the top of the draft to shut down Randy Moss. And Ron Wolf back at the time, he went 1-for-3 on those. The only one he hit on was Mike McKenzie. But, you know, Gutekunst was asked that same question. Would you take that approach with a certain position, and the position alluded to was wide receiver. And he said, I'll never say never. He goes, it's not how we really want to conduct business, but I'll never say never. And you're dead on, Bart. I mean, if they find a guy sitting there at 30, let's just say it's Justin Jefferson from LSU, the slot guy, and now all of a sudden another guy drops into their lap late in the second round, like Mims from Baylor or something like that, and they go wide out to start. Bart, I'm fully of the opinion they're going to take three in this draft, and I think at least two will be on the roster. Depending on where they go in the draft, all three could be on the roster, and then you come back next year probably with what, Adams, Lazard, and Funchess, and maybe three rookies. Again, if it's a seven, you can start on the practice squad. Maybe a guy like Kumro steals another year or something like that. But in essence, Bart, I wouldn't be surprised if it's those top three and three rookies next year. And if Gutekunst can go wide out to start this thing, I don't think that's a bad strategy, and I wouldn't rule it out whatsoever, Bart.
They haven't, the Packers, taken an offensive player with their first pick since that 2011 season when they took Derek Sherrod, number 32 overall, on the offensive line, who did not work out for them. He didn't start right away that season, and he really never did. He didn't work out for them. Then it's been defense, 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 defense. And if you're Aaron Rodgers, you saw that complement of guys that you had fade away over the years. Sure, you got Davante Adams at the back end of the decade, but for the most part, your complement has been destroyed. And they did draft the three wide receivers a couple of years ago to varying results of unsuccessfulness. If they do it this year, they got to go high on that. Even if they go, we just had a call earlier about Jonathan Taylor. Even if you take him, looking at where Aaron Jones and Jamal Williams' contracts are up, let's throw him into the mix. Let's throw a running back into the mix. I want to see skill guys taken. I want to see weapons for Aaron Rodgers. I don't want to – it's not sexy. I don't want an offensive lineman. I don't want that. I want to see skill guys, top couple of picks, receivers or otherwise, because Rodgers, you know, God bless him, he's been sitting around seeing all these talented players get drafted, but he's got guys getting drafted on the defensive end. I mean, the Packers have drafted Demarius Randall and HaHa Clinton Dix and Dayton Jones and Nick Perry in the first round, while some of these other guys have become stars for other teams. If you're Rodgers, man, I hope he's got a little bit of influence this year.
Well, I don't think he will, first of all, Bart, nor should he. The thing I'll say, Bart, and I understand your logic there, and they clearly need to get better on the offensive side of the ball, because in a number of categories last year, they were in the middle of the pack, real key categories. But at the same point in time, I mean, that NFC Championship game was 37-20, and I think San Francisco could have put up 51 if it kept playing, and they could have run for probably 400 yards instead of 300. I mean, that was an embarrassing performance on the defensive side of the ball. And they still have leaps and bounds and miles to travel with that group, too. I mean, Bart, they do need a defensive end. They need another inside linebacker. You know, if Murray from Oklahoma is sitting there at 30, if Queen from LSU is sitting there at 30, I think those are certainly options. That they're pretty good in the back end. Bart, I mean, Kevin King's up in a year, but don't worry about that, I think, down the road. I think their cornerback tandem and their combination of safeties and then the depth they have at those positions are plenty good, and they've invested heavily, certainly a corner, over the last number of years that should not be an area of need. It's going to be interesting, Bart. There's going to be some interesting and some potentially dynamic outside linebackers available, too. Do you go there? And supplement that group. I know you spent a fortune on the two Smiths, but I don't think at this point they know what they have in Gary. And if they could, you know, if they could add another body to that mix, then you might not ideally want to do it at 30. But you know, I guess where I'm going with all that, Bart, is the defense probably still needs as much help as the offense does, which is remarkable, as you listed all the ones that have gone to the defensive side of the ball since 2011. You know, they haven't taken a first-round receiver, Bart, since Javon Walker, and I think that was 03. And, you know, you touched on the fact they went wide out a couple years back, but that was rounds 4, 5, 6. So, yeah, you've got to go up and get one of those guys higher. You know, what I'm fascinated with as much as anything, Bart, is this team was 13-3, played in an NFC Championship game, And we're still sitting here talking about probably a good six positions where you could say, yep, they absolutely have a need at that spot. And the player that lines up at 30 would probably fill that need. It's pretty rare, Bart, for a team to have that impressive of a record and go as far as that group did a few months back and still have this amount of need. So Brian Gutekunst has his work cut out, no doubt, on draft night, Mark. And, you know, maybe at the end of the day, dropping from 30 to 34 and picking up an extra second or a third is his approach to this. But, you know, we'll find that out in a couple weeks.
Rob Reichel, Forbes.com, joining us here on The Fan. You watched that Super Bowl over the weekend, Super Bowl 45, and I think a lot of people did check it out. I've got it on my DVR already, so I've seen this thing 500 times. Most of it is when I have like friends over at 2 a.m. and, you know, we order a pizza and turn on the game. That's just kind of what I've always... When you come to Bart's house, you know, if it's a weekend and you're going to have a few beverages, you're going to watch Super Bowl 45. But when I watch that...
You pop that in, Bart, and I go to Wisconsin, Kentucky, 2015. So, yeah.
Oh, you do?
we all have our games that we like to show the visitors at 2 a.m.
we watch that game, and you watch the Super Bowl, my game, and everybody was on the podium. And I remember that very vividly. My celebration for that Super Bowl quickly turned into my celebration for how many more Super Bowls they're going to win. Because in 2010, you thought it was going to be just Super Bowl after Super Bowl, appearance after appearance, trophy after trophy. And I asked some people on Twitter this weekend, well, why hasn't it happened more? And you can look at these drafts. You can look at all the defensive players that they swung on and missed. You can look at all of the wide receivers that I mean, those guys would retire. And then Davante Adams is really the only guy that supplemented that. You never replaced JerMichael Finley. Nick Collins got hurt on that side. You never replaced him. You look back at these last 10 years, to you, what's the biggest thing? Why have they not even been back to a Super Bowl since that day?
Well, I honestly think the biggest thing is Aaron Rodgers has not played great in the playoffs, Mark. He really hasn't. If you look at that 2011 season when they were 15-1, and I'm with you. I remember writing at the time, how many Super Bowls is this team going to win, right? And you looked at contracts and how young the group was, the Rodgers, the Matthews, the Nelsons of the world, Finley, Rodgers, all those people. And you thought certainly they'd get three rings or something like that at a bare minimum. But you go back and you look at Rodgers in the playoffs, Bart. 2011, that Giants game, that team was 15-1. And Bart, I want to say 15 out of the 16 games that season, Rodgers had a passer rating of 100 or higher. And his passer rating that day against the Giants was 78. And I know they didn't play any defense that day either, but he wasn't very good that day. He was okay in 12-13 against the 49ers. He wasn't good against the Seahawks in 14. He wasn't good against Atlanta in 16. Now I know he put that team on his back in 16, but in the NFC Championship game, Mark, in the biggest game of the year, he wasn't good, and that team got in a 31-0 hole. They should have had Seattle dead and buried in 2014. Now, I put three quarters of that on Mike McCarthy, Bart, but another 20% or so goes on Rodgers, who didn't finish some drives early. And instead of that game being 16-0, Bart, it could have easily been 24-0 or something like that. And then that game's probably over. And then in this last playoff against San Francisco, I know they were clearly outmatched at 15 of the 22 spots on the field, Bart, but Rodgers was not good in that NFC Championship game either. If they're going to go back to another Super Bowl, Bart, if they're going to win another Super Bowl, the bottom line is in the playoffs, Rodgers has to look like he did in that 2010 season. And I watched that game again too, Bart. He looks like a different guy in that Steelers game with some of the chances and the throws that he takes. Now, clearly, Dallas Cephers doesn't get enough credit for that Super Bowl championship. That was one of the things that jumped out to me watching that game again over the weekend, like you, Bart, was that, he's playing with, a secondary at the end of that game held together by string and duct tape and Band-Aids, and he's playing with Pat Lee and Jared Bush, and they still found a way to win the game. So Don Capers, all these people that beat up on him all those years, should probably pop that tape in one more time and give Don Capers his credit for having a title from Super Bowl 45. But the Rodgers that particular day, Bart, was unbelievable at clutch moments and things like that, and that has not always been the case over the last decade. And And there's a lot of things you can point to, I think, Mark, and there's no doubt. I think we all agree in this state that the Packers in the last decade should have had a couple more Super Bowls. Brett Favre's Packers should have had a couple more Super Bowls. It never did happen for those groups. It hasn't happened yet, at least for this Rodgers group. But if it's going to happen again, Bart, you know, they need the highest paid or one of the highest paid quarterbacks and players in football to play like he did in that 2010 playoff run.
You know, since then, you talk about this decade, Aaron Rodgers is on the Pro Football Hall of Fame All-Decade team over Drew Brees, and then no other Packer making it. Clay Matthews tweeting out all of his accomplishments yesterday in the last decade, kind of arguing that he should be on. Aaron Rodgers deserving, yes, or should it have been Drew Brees? And then would any other Packer have deserved to be on this list?
Yeah, I mean, Rodgers is certainly deserving. And I'll be honest, I probably would have put Russell Wilson on ahead of Drew Brees as well. I mean, Russell's got won a Super Bowl, played in the second one. I think he's been to 7 Pro Bowls. You know, he came into the league in 2012, so he lost a couple of years, you know, lining up, you know, career-wise in terms of Brees and Rodgers inside this decade. But, no, I would have put Rodgers 2, and I would have put Wilson 3, and then probably Brees 4. I think Russell Wilson and everybody around here who watched that playoff game, you know, a few months back, Mark, had to leave thinking, God, this is one of the most unique talents that the league has had over the last 20 or 25 years. I mean, he almost willed a playoff win in Lambeau Field by himself, playing with guys like me and you at running back. It was ridiculous. So Russell, to me, was in the conversation. But Aaron certainly deserved it, I think. You know, you look at the stats and the records that he holds and, you know, the all-time passer rating and things to that effect. I would have put Clay on there myself. I think Clay is a greatly underappreciated player, part of this era. He doesn't quite get the love in a lot of situations where I think he should. Now, I looked at the list outside linebackers. It was pretty impressive. It was going to be hard to bump a guy. But Clay is certainly in that discussion. Clay Matthews in the earlier part of this decade was as good as anybody on the defensive side in football. And after that part, no. I mean, I don't know who else you would have put on that list. I mean, if Nick Collins plays another 6-7 years, was trending in that direction, and he's probably, you know, the next guy that you would have thought about from that great 2010 team that maybe jumps on there. But Jordy wasn't quite good enough, I think, to trump some of those wide receivers that made it, because that was a fantastic group as well. You always have to ask yourself, Bart, when you say, all right, we're going to put our guy on, but who are you going to take off? That becomes tricky. And when you do look through those lists, there's not any dead weight on there, that's for sure. So, you know, Rodgers has had really good people around him. He hasn't had Hall of Fame type of people around him. Woodson will probably be the only one. I don't think Clay's going there with, you know, less than 100 sacks, Mark, which is, I think, where he's at in his career now, 92 or something like that. So that does speak to the fact that, you know, Rodgers has carried a team at various points in time as well. All decade, the team there, I thought overall, Bart, it was pretty rock solid.
Rob Reichel joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, Forbes.com, Rob Reichel on Twitter. Thanks, Robbie. Be safe and hope to see you in real life at some point soon.
Yeah, me as well, Bart. All the best to you and yours, and you guys be safe over there. See you, buddy.
Rob Reichel joining us again on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Has your passion outgrown your home? A Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.